This is CliffCentral.com.
Wow, Fluby, we've had quite an interesting day here at the Money Expo 2015, but it's not over yet.
I still want to learn new things. You know how I am. I still want to learn what to do and how to invest my finances and meet new interesting people who can motivate and lead me into a better direction with my money.
Well, speaking of new interesting people and new interesting things, have you ever heard of exit-centric business?
I have no idea what that is.
I don't really know myself, and that's why we have Kurt van Sail, who, and we're going to ask you please to introduce yourself, but he's going to talk to us about this thing, exit-centric business. Kurt, welcome to Future CEOs.
Thank you.
Please just tell everyone who you are and then how it all fits together, because we can drop some names like Mark Shuttleworth in there and the Knife Capital. Tell us, where does this all fit together, please?
Okay, good. I'm a co-founder of a company called Knife Capital. But the other co-founder and I met at working for Mark Shuttleworth in his venture fund called Here Be Dragons.
Okay.
So I had a venture capital fund called HBD Venture Capital, inspired lots of entrepreneurs, invested in many others. And at some stage inspired us too much as employees to say, you know, we want to do our own thing, but we also want to be paid by you for it. So why don't we spin out, out of HBD, Knife Capital, which was in 2010. And Knife Capital still today, we sit on the boards of the HBD venture capital portfolio companies in South Africa. And we manage those investments. And maybe to lead into your other question, what Fluby was saying on exit-centric. So through the years, we've had some really good exits of those portfolios. So how the venture capital cycle works is you invest in high-growth, very interesting entrepreneurs, help them to go global. But at some point, you need to make a return on that investment. Mm. And in our world, when we sell a business, we exit as an investor. There's many ways of doing it. So one of the businesses was involved in mobile financial services. Fundamo sold it to Visa for $110 million. So it was quite a successful exit. We had a 28% stake there.
Okay, very nice.
We've been involved in another exit to General Electric through our accelerator program, which I'll touch on just now, exited the business to Garmin. So this, learned a couple of tricks around exit-centric business building. So the basic theme on that, and a lot of people confuse it for build to flip or just why are you guys unpatriotic? You get invited. Yeah. Entrepreneurs who have an exit strategy don't believe in their product and that kind of stuff. It's not all is not true. The thing is, the more awesome you are, the more attraction you're going to attract or attention you're going to attract.
Yeah.
And at some point, that attention will lead to someone wanting to do business with you, partner with you. It might be a big South African corporate or international business. And if you're interesting enough, they're going to at some point say, well, why don't we just buy you and integrate your awesome technology and team into our company?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The problem is, when that moment comes, a lot of South African entrepreneurs are not ready. So we're saying there's a lot of stuff you can do to get your business exit-centric and ultimately be ready for it. Yeah.
Tell us about Grindstone.
So we're a very active investor post-investment. You know, we really help the companies to get there. We believe in the concept of adding knowledge, networks, and funding. So on the knowledge side, the entrepreneur needs to really know what they do and their craft and their thing. Mm. We will bring the business knowledge and stuff to the table, networks, and least important is the money, but the funding side. So Grindstone is a thing we conceived, an entrepreneurship development program about 2 years ago. We had Grindstone 1. Take 10 companies a year into the program, high-growth, innovation-driven companies, help them grow over those over that year to make sure that they have successful outcomes. And those outcomes are either be more sustainable or be more investable. And and obviously for selfish reasons, not so secret agenda, is for us to invest in them.
Absolutely.
People often look at us and say, so hey, let me get this right. You get involved in businesses, you help make them more valuable, and then you invest in them. You guys don't sound so clever, but at the end of the day, I will de-risk an investment and pay a little bit more for it any day.
No, absolutely. So let's talk through this exit-centric business. How do you identify one? So you'll look at a company, maybe look at whatever it is that comes in front of you. How do you know if that is exit-centric or if it needs some work?
Well, we had a couple of really, really good speakers, Intel Capital, IBM Venture Capital, today at the Money Expo Exit Conference. And they said to look at businesses, entrepreneurs generally look, well, if they can look beyond the salary deadline of the 25th of the month, they pretty much look a year or two or three in advance. But they should actually look 10, 20 years in advance, because you should build your business at some stage. You as owner or as a small local company or local entrepreneur won't have the networks and the market access to really make that product a global success. So when that moment comes, those companies can take it further. And yeah, so from how do you identify an exit-centric business? It's nothing different from a business that has a good strategy, good team behind it, and that can actually go and swing through for the long run. It's not necessarily that they have to exit. We always explain it to entrepreneurs. It's like getting your house ready for show day if you're going to sell. You know, put nice flowers in, put some bread in the oven, mow the lawn, make sure everything works, and then living in your house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Live in your house. Hey, what do you think?
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's an important one. Libby, you got a question?
Knife Capital, where do you want to see Knife Capital go? What's your future?
Yeah, so we like to be the preferred investor of choice for high growth innovation driven entrepreneurs. You know, we ourselves don't want to necessarily branch out in different franchises of Knife Capital. We'll always be a small, very professional team of 10 to 15 people, I think, at most. But we want to just up our game in terms of the value add that we bring to the entrepreneurship ecosystem in South Africa. It's a very exciting space to be right now. There's a lot of momentum, acceleration. It's very sexy to be to have co-founder on your business card these days of anything, but quality is still an issue, you know. So you need to really look at the programs to make those entrepreneurs understand what they do. Yeah, so we see ourselves going through the cycle of finding good investment, making good deals in the due diligence process, and fair deals to both parties, and then for the next 3 to 5 years help those companies grow world domination on the cards, and ultimately realize the strategy, which might be the entrepreneur buying his shares back from us, or like a management buyout or something. Or typically what happens in South Africa, you know, there's not this whole IPO market and stuff. It's more a trade sale to a strategic buyer. So someone strategically, like a local MTN or a Pick and Pay or an MMI or whatever, says, you know, that actual feature set of that team fits so well into the sales channels we have that we are willing to pay premiums for that. And that's our game.
Sure.
So should we ask him the question? Should we ask Kit if his business, Knife Capital, is exit-centric?
Is it?
I mean, I wonder if it is.
You know, I've got a very good question for you. We've already sold it last year. So.
Well, there's the answer, right? maybe just a final question to wrap up. We are running a little bit short on time here. What makes then a business an attractive investment?
Yeah, so an attractive investment, I mean, for any investment, it needs two main things. It needs many things, but basically, it needs a really good product or service.
Sure.
You know, it really needs to be awesome. And then it needs a large addressable market for that product and service.
Okay.
And if those two things play together, awesome stuff and a large market for that awesome stuff, that makes for an attractive investment. But more than that, generally it's the jockey behind it, you know. So you can't get away from the fact that if you look at that passion behind the entrepreneur and you just look at what they've done previously and how they got to this path, and it might not all be serial entrepreneurship success, but you know, you can just, when you see the entrepreneur that's going to make this thing work, you can just feel it. It drips off him. And everyone gets excited, and ultimately that might make for a good investment. Just to sort of balance all those things. I mean, there's many other things, but ultimately it needs to be scalable. You need to make sure that you can. It needs to be a good fit for the investor. You know, not every entrepreneur is a good entrepreneur for every type of investor. There needs to be a culture fit.
Very good.
It's a long journey.
It's a long journey.
So yeah,
betting on the jockey and not on the horse.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I love the language of exit-centric businesses.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but Kit, thank you for joining us on Future CEOs. So it's been a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Gareth Sluby, pleasure.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.